The liberal globalist order is on its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks. It's all coming out. What I'm about to reveal about Charlie Kirk's assassination will completely change how you see the radicalization crisis destroying America. The legacy media did everything they possibly could to bury the most shocking details, but after diving through dozens of sources, court documents, and FBI reports, we got the truth they're desperately trying to hide. Make sure to stick with me to the very end of this video, because we're not just going to expose this assassin's social media history. We're going to see precisely what's being done to end this scourge of radical leftist terrorism once and for all. Hey gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your patron professor, here to help you make sense of the madness as the far left desperately tries to stop the unstoppable rise of a new conservative age all over the world that you are making possible. So if you want a front row seat on how you're changing the world in ways you never even imagined, you know what to do. Make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button. We are now learning more and more about the social media history of Tyler Robinson, the 22-year-old Utah resident accused of gunning down Charlie Kirk last week at Utah Valley University. We now know that Robinson was living with his transgender furry boyfriend, Lance Twiggs, who we are now learning was an open Biden supporter, who posted, "We are riding with Biden," on this glorious subreddit on Reddit back in 2022. His own family and friends described him as, quote, full of evil and hatred, and they had to cut all ties with him due to his constant hostility toward conservative ideals and Christian values. His own family members revealed to Fox News that Twiggs hates conservatives and he hates Christians, and they admitted that they were afraid that he might hurt someone based on the things he would say to family members. Most damning of all, those closest to him directly blamed Twiggs for Robinson's radicalization. As for Robinson, we're now discovering that he had active accounts on furry websites featuring sexualized animal characters. Now remember, there were ammo casings that were discovered by authorities that contained the phrase "Notice bulges," which is a popular furry internet meme. There are now reports that Robinson's social media footprint reveals a very disturbing journey from, frankly, mainstream Republican household to a radical leftist assassin through online gaming communities and furry and trans subcultures. Now, despite being raised by a relatively conservative family, Robinson's Discord messages obtained by investigators show him joking about his doppelganger trying to get him in trouble and claiming that he had a manifesto, an exact copy rifle lying around just hours before his arrest. His digital presence spanned multiple platforms, from fur affinity accounts featuring sexualized cartoon animal characters that matched his gaming usernames to Discord servers where he operated under closed digital spaces that function as what investigators have called basically breeding grounds for groupthink and coordination and radicalization. Federal investigators discovered that Robinson had been heavily radicalized online through these echo chambers, with his online history overflowing with left-wing propaganda, extreme rhetoric, anti-Christian, anti-conservative radicalism. The most chilling detail, Robinson's Discord communications revealed that he had discussed the rifle used in the assassination and admitted to hiding it under foliage wrapped in a towel before the attack. Utah Governor Spencer Cox has confirmed that Robinson was deeply indoctrinated with leftist ideology based on family and FBI briefings. And now the social media history is leading investigators to determine whether Charlie Kirk's assassination was actually part of a larger trans-inspired cell network that Robinson was merely one part of. The New York Post is reporting that officials are actively investigating the extent to which Robinson's online communities knew about the attack before it happened. If that's the case, and it's growing increasingly clear that it was, this obviously then wasn't spontaneous rage. This was premeditated political assassination fueled by years of leftist radicalization through gaming communities and dark internet culture. So we may indeed be dealing with a murderous trans terrorist cell here. We'll have to see how things play out in the days ahead. But this is what is being actively investigated as we speak, according to the New York Post. And obviously, this is not the news that the legacy media wanted you to hear. They've been doing absolutely everything they possibly can to cover this up. In fact, the left is in overdrive to try to paint Robinson as a MAGA supporter who killed Charlie Kirk because he wasn't right-wing enough. I kid you not. I mean, nobody's buying it, obviously, but even a Harvard professor just recently was trying to push this nonsense of late. I mean, this professor's getting utterly savaged online. But it shows you the desperation on the left, and that they know that if the truth about Charlie's assassination goes mainstream, which it is doing already, we're seeing it on the NFL billboards, right? I mean, I think there were only four or five NFL teams over the weekend that did not feature a moment of silence for Charlie. This is going everywhere. Everyone's seeing what's happened. They know that if the truth about Charlie's assassination goes mainstream, the left is done in this country. This will be the turning point. This will be the point of no return, the final straw. They know they're done. They know they're over. That's why the left is doing everything they possibly can to try to destroy Charlie and his reputation and his family and us. But it's all totally futile. It is all for naught. The amazing news is that we have truth on our side. And we don't just have truth. We've got Trump. With the return of Trump, we are the ones now in power. We are the ones who now have the full constitutionally determined executive power in our hands. We are the ones who will determine the future of this nation. And we, freedom-loving Americans, are now the ones who can finally take control of our financial flourishing. You know, after four long years of the Biden economic winter, we are now finally ready to reap the springtide of economic flourishing in the new golden age. And there's simply no better way for you to see your finances flourish than by investing in the new financial revolution of crypto, like Bitcoin and Ethereum. But, you know, if you're like me, it's the volatility that bothers you, right? The extreme highs are great, but what about the equally extreme lows? Well, gang, guess what? Your experience of that volatility is now officially a thing of the past. Meet BlockTrust IRA. They have a super AI system that Bitcoin Magazine has named the number one crypto technology platform in the entire world among 1,500 global competitors. And what that super AI does is it works 24/7 to analyze global market data, and it predicts with uncanny accuracy the highs and lows of crypto volatility. So BlockTrust IRA sells at the highs and then buys again at the lows, which mitigates the volatility all the while you stand to make incredible gains. That's why I am a proud client of BlockTrust IRA. I have my own account with them, and I can tell you, gang, I absolutely love them. Their mission perfectly aligns with President Trump's Make America Great Again agenda, smashing down the barriers between loyal patriots and the financial freedom they deserve, helping true Americans like you build impressive wealth in Trump's historic economic boom. So whether you're a truck driver or a small business owner or a teacher or retiree, this is your chance to get into the crypto market with AI mitigating your volatility risk. So what are you waiting for? Click on that link below or visit turleytalkscrypto.com and find out how they can help you join the Trump financial revolution that's finally giving forgotten Americans access to the greatest crypto wealth opportunity in history. And the best part, for a limited time, they're offering all my viewers up to $2,500 in bonus crypto when you open up an account with them. So don't wait on this. This is amazing. Crypto created 80,000 new millionaires last year. Why not you next? Join me. Get your own account with them. You're going to love them. Visit TurleyTalksCrypto.com. That's TurleyTalksCrypto.com. Now, the good news in all of this is that it does look like Charlie's life was the true turning point in our nation. It looks like his death will mean a newness of life for our republic. And that's because we are already getting word from deep within the Trump administration itself that they are prepared to go full animal on the radical left. Here is the one and only Stephen Miller just today, literally just an hour ago, with J.D. Vance, who sat in for Charlie Kirk on his show. Check this out.
The people ask me, you know, what emotions I'm feeling right now. This is something people say. I mean, you kind of know the answer. There's incredible sadness, but there's incredible anger. And the thing about anger is that unfocused anger or blind rage is not a productive emotion.
Right.
But focused anger, righteous anger, directed for a just cause, is one of the most important agents of change in human history.
Charlie showed that. Amen.
And we are going to channel all of the anger that we have over the organized campaign that led to this assassination to uproot and dismantle these terrorist networks. So let me explain a little bit what that means. So,
got 30 seconds. So be quick, Stephen.
The organized doxing campaigns, the organized riots, the organized street violence, the organized campaigns of dehumanization, vilification, posting people's addresses, combining that with messaging that's designed to trigger and incite violence, and the actual organized cells that carry out and facilitate the violence, it is a vast domestic terror movement. And with God as my witness, we are going to use every resource we have at the Department of Justice, Homeland Security, and throughout this government to identify, disrupt, dismantle, and destroy these networks and make America safe again for the American people. It will happen, and we will do it in Charlie's name.
Now, the key here, what you just heard, right? What's the key term that the Trump administration has been using since Wednesday? What's the key term? It's a legal term that they need in order to go full animal on the left. What is it? Terrorism. Right. We said this from day one on last Wednesday night's video, our first video after Charlie was killed. This is not politics anymore. This is not the political line. The political left crossed a line here. And of course, the legacy media and the Democrats, they've just stupidly doubled down on all of this. They crossed a line from politics to terrorism. They crossed a line from cancel culture to assassination culture. That's exactly what a Rutgers study called the majority of left-wing sentiments. They called it assassination culture. They found out that 55%, a majority of self-described liberals, agreed that it was at least somewhat justifiable to assassinate President Trump. This is not politics anymore. And therefore, the solution will no longer be political. And that's exactly what you just heard from Stephen Miller and J.D. Vance. They are now in the process of dismantling the entire leftist power structure. President Trump has confirmed that there are already a number of investigations underway into what he called major left-wing organizations. They're preparing to immediately cut all public funding from any and all academic institutions pushing left-wing insanity. The Trump administration has, of course, already begun that, particularly with Columbia University. But most significantly, they're now preparing to arrest and prosecute anyone who is involved in the open call for violence against American citizens. They're ready to arrest them as seditionists and terrorists. They're revoking visas from foreigners who celebrated Charlie's killing. And in the end, this is absolutely key, the two main strategies for destroying any political movement are defunding it and jailing its proponents. Defunding and jailing. That's really what it comes down to. You have to defund the movement, destroy all financial channels leading to that movement, which is exactly what you just heard Stephen Miller talking about. And you have to start jailing some of its most prominent proponents. It's really that simple. You do those two things and the political movement collapses. And by invoking terrorism and declaring the Democrats as being radical left-wing terrorists, that opens up now the possibilities of Trump doing precisely that. As many are arguing today, the time to completely dismantle the Democrat Party has come. and we have the full force of the executive branch to do it. And I frankly don't give a fig what comes after it. But the Democrat Party and the legacy media apparatus that promotes and perpetuates it must come to a final and decisive end. And if we heard Stephen Miller and J.D. Vance rightly on that, that end will be here sooner than anyone imagined. So what do you guys think? I want to hear it in the comments below. You're the ones changing the world. Let us know in the comments and make sure to click on that link below and visit our good friends over at Block Trust IRA. By bringing together crypto and AI, they're the future of investments, gang. They're absolutely amazing. I trust them. I know you will too. You're going to love them. So click on that link below. Give them a visit. See what they can do for you. God bless you.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.